I don't care, Darlene. If Becky and Mark can come home and sit through your father's stupid, boring, dull 25th reunion of his stupid, boring, god-awful football team, then so can you. It'll be fun. See you later.
Wait a minute. Herbs, spices, measuring? Why, this is some kind of recipe.
Yes, I wanted to do something special because of Becky and Mark coming home. So I'm making this here, chicken Barbara Walters like they got in the TV guide this week.
Honey, don't get me wrong. I'm real glad Becky and Mark are coming home for the reunion, but I'm just worried things get a little tense when they're in the house and, well, the guys will see.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can understand why you wouldn't want to be embarrassed in front of a guy who used to eat French fries by sucking them through his nose.
Reunion's a big day for me, Roseanne. I don't get big days. I think in my whole life I've had a total of 3.
What's that, when the kids were born?
6.
I suppose one of those is our wedding day, huh?
Okay, so I don't count specific days. But tomorrow's going to be a biggie, and I know you're going to get in a fight with Mark and Reckitt.
Becky and Mark just pulled up.
I'm not going to fight with Mark because I want Becky to come home and visit more often. So I'm just going to hold it in all weekend. No matter what stupid thing Mark says, I'm just going to ignore it.
You can do that? You can be nice to Mark?
Dan, whether you realize it or not, I'm actually a very forgiving person, you know. Didn't I forgive you for not picking me up from work 2 weeks ago?
No, you haven't.
Well, why should I?
I need a speed. I just want to get here by dinner time.
Well, I didn't know they had a dinner time in this house. I thought it was just grazing 24 hours a day.
Breathe in. Breathe out.
Hi.
Hey.
Happy reunion, Dad.
Mark, hi! Boy, I missed you. Hi. Dan, it's Mark.
Hey, good to see you.
Hey, Deeds, you got bigger.
I'm in puberty. You ever heard of it?
Hey, how was the drive?
Well, we would have got here sooner if we hadn't stopped at the Colonel's for chicken.
So you already ate?
Well, Mark couldn't wait anymore. You guys didn't go to any trouble, did you?
Oh, no, no, not at all, no.
I was hoping we could all sit in the kitchen and catch up.
Okay, that's a good idea. I'll just go out there and clear the table.
Well, while we're waiting, why don't we just sit here and rest our bones for a minute? Okay, table's clear. Card draw, deuces wow, Andy up. Nothing that's been bitten or sucked on. But enough about Jackie. Let's play poker.
So Dan, Perry Watkins must not be coming if they asked you to make the speech.
Well, maybe they asked me to make the speech because I'm the only one whose uniform still fits.
Yeah, and better than ever, too, honey. Because remember how you used to have to stuff it with all them pads and socks and everything?
It's Perry Watkins.
He's this guy from high school that your dad was very competitive with.
He's not a guy I was competitive with. He's a guy I was better than. Tomorrow night, we're going to show him it's still true.
Don't you worry about nothing, Pa. Me and the youngin's going to do you real proud. I'm gonna put in my new white store-bought teeth And nobody's gonna mention that DJ was born with a tail.
Dad, I wanna help make your party really great.
Thanks, son. At least somebody in his family is sticking up for the old man.
I brought up all those TV trays and arranged them around the living room. Then I moved around the chairs so people had more room to talk.
Well, isn't that handy? Just as your football buddies show up, your son has discovered his passion for interior decorating.
You know, Deej, tomorrow's an important night for Mom, too, so we're gonna let her take all the credit for the decorating.
Okay.
Hey, Dad. Why don't you practice your speech on us?
No.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you don't want to
hear
it.
Come on.
Ain't much for speechifying, you know. 25 years ago, on this same field, a bunch of guys got together.
Sonny, Mom.
Play a little game we call football.
Bring on the pom-pom broads.
Come on.
Oh, we'll just be in the audience for you, you know, to rehearse.
Cut it out. Little did they know that they
would... Show us your boobs!
Little did they know... that they would be honored here today. Now, let's go kick some butt in the second half.
Is that it? That's the whole speech?
Yeah.
Well, yay!
Hey, Dan, what is that on your forehead?
What?
Is that a pimple?
Oh, man.
Ooh, man.
Oh, man.
Well, it's not that bad, Dan. You can hardly notice it.
What's staring at my forehead?
Hey, don't you go fooling with that now. It's not going to be ready till Sunday, and then it's mine.
Okay, Becky, I'm ready to go.
I think I want to stay here.
Can I talk to you for a minute?
What? I just want to spend some time with my family.
What about my friends? I haven't seen them in a year.
We should have taped it when they were on America's Most Wanted.
So what, you're just not going to show up now?
You go out without me all the time, Mark. Why should tonight be any different?
Fine, I'll go alone. I'll have a better time without you.
Becky, are you okay?
I'm gonna go unpack.
Did you hear that? He's cheating on her.
Cheating on her? All she said was he goes out a lot.
So, where do you suppose he goes? He's certainly not going out to think.
She's a married woman now. She's got to make her own choices. You know, you get in the middle of this, it's just gonna make it worse.
Well, I gotta do something.
Well, what are you gonna do?
I'm gonna go pop Dan Zit.
I thought you said it wasn't ready.
Tough I am.
Well, there goes 4 hours of my life I'll never get back.
It was cool seeing all your dad's friends again after all these years.
Yeah, they sure have changed a lot since before I was born.
Hard to believe your dad's the one who didn't let himself go.
I think Darlene should have to help with the party.
Well, gee, I'd love to, Deej, but I gotta leave in like an hour, so that means I have to go lie on my bed and stare at the clock.
Well, we all contribute in our own way.
What's my job at the party?
Colts. Take them in my bedroom and put them on the bed. And don't go through the pockets.
Oh, yeah. There was a time nobody straightened out my nose, and I hated to do it myself. Talk about painful.
Hey, that's nothing, Dan. Remember the time I played the entire second half of the West game with a dislocated shoulder? Now, that's pain.
One time, I went to the hospital, and they ripped open my stomach, and they took a human being out of me.
Welcome to the Connor Castle. Make yourselves at home.
Thank you.
Yes, check your coats with DJ here.
DJ's gonna be a heck of a player someday. out Barry. Get a load of that big bald head of his.
Yeah, I bet nobody would have noticed if he would have just worn a great big Band-Aid over it. Hey. Did you notice that Becky and Mark didn't sit together at the game?
Yes, I did.
And did you notice that I didn't say one thing to them?
I did, and I'm very proud of you. For once, you acted like a normal person.
Yes, a normal person. It's all part of my plan.
What are you talking about?
Well, what usually happens, right, is that Mark does something really mean to Becky, and then I yell at Mark, and then instead of hating Mark, Becky ends up hating me.
So what are you going to do?
Nothing. I'm just going to make sure that she knows that I'm here for her, and I'm going to wait for her to come to me. And until then, I am not going to meddle. I am not going to get involved at all.
Mom, look, somebody gave me a tip.
Oh, yeah, like all you need is something else to stunt your growth.
Just drop it, all right, Becky?
Fine, go ahead and go in.
Becky, I want you to know that, you know, I'm here for you if there's anything that you would like to share with me.
No, Mother, there's nothing I want to share with you. You think I can't run my own life?
No, this is just something new, you know, that I'm doing with all the kids. DJ, is there anything that you'd like to share with me?
Yes. I think I should get paid for carrying the coats, because Darlene gets
paid.
Yeah,
go back to work.
You call that acting like a normal person? You about blew it with Becky.
No, I did not. I was laying the groundwork. She knows the door is open. Next time Mark acts like a jerk, she'll walk right through it. It's part of my long-range plan.
You know, it's possible that Becky and Mark aren't going to break up.
Oh, yes, they will.
How do you know that?
Because it's the plan.
Mom, if I was to leave Mark, would you guys let me move back in here?
Of course we would, Becky. We'd have room for you.
Because, you know, I was just asking for the sake of discussion.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
You are a spooky little woman.
Great party, huh? Yeah, there's more big, fat, smelly people in this house than I remember.
God, it's weird being back in here. It's with these dolls, anyways.
Oh, Mom's redecorating the room to make it look like we had a happy childhood. Hey, if you and Mark were sleeping in here last night, how come the beds aren't pushed together?
It's not like we have to do it every night, Darlene. We're not animals.
Oh, that's right. Mark can use tools.
So, how's school?
Great. I'm constantly stressed out. I don't get much sleep. Sometimes I get this pain in my right eye. Could be a tumor. But at least I'm not here with the Hindenburgs.
I mean, there's good stuff too, right? Like, I'm sure you got some great teachers and there's lots of cute guys.
Becky, it's not like you're 100 years old. If you want to go to college, go to college. Just don't go to my college.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah, what?
Was it hard to leave David? I mean, did he take it bad?
Well, you know, at first, but we worked it out.
Man, that took a lot of guts.
But whatever.
No, seriously. I mean, I don't think I could do something like that. I'm really proud of you.
Ugh. Look, I can handle the guilt of lying to Mom, but I can't handle you slobbering all over me. David isn't living with his mom in Michigan. He's living with me in Chicago.
You gotta be kidding.
No, I'm not kidding, so you just gotta keep your mouth shut, okay?
Darlene, are you sure you know what you're doing? Serious stuff.
Look, it's no big deal.
But you're living together. You guys are having sex, right?
No, I force him to sleep naked next to me every night, yet I give him nothing. You think that makes me a tease?
Darlene, I know that now you're in college, you think you know everything, but I'm just trying to give you a little advice here.
I just don't think you should let sex, like, totally rule your life.
You know, it's funny. That's the exact same speech Mom gave me. But you forgot to say, or you'll end up like Becky.
Yeah, Perry, really should have gotten a haircut for the party. Trouble keeping up with it.
Quite a place you have here, Dan. I can see why the hair means a lot to you.
Yeah, well, you know, Perry, when you have a family, you put things in perspective. Hey, DJ, the old man's over here. You never started a family, did you, Perry?
No. Funny thing about 20-year-old girls these days, they're just not looking for a commitment.
Well, when you're alone, I guess you have the time to read all about that kind of stuff. Hey, son.
Do you know what Darlene just said to me?
This is our youngest, DJ. He loves his big sister, Darlene, don't you, son? Now, what did big sis say to you?
She misses me. And she loves me.
Atta boy. Now, you go run and help your mom in the kitchen, Tiger. Hey, Deej.
We have in the old memory box here. Regional champs, 1968!
I thought we lost to Lakeside in the regionals.
Yeah, we did, but we won a fight in the parking lot afterwards.
Ah, and here's a little something of interest to the happily married couple, Jim and Sarah. A list that Jim wrote junior year of all the scores he made off the field.
Wow, yeah.
Dan, your name is on there.
And who can forget old Chuck, our spiritual leader, who, in order to inspire us, shaved off all the hair he hadn't cut in 3 years.
Boy, Perry, it must hurt just looking at all that.
And here's a little souvenir of Dan and Roseanne's first date. Everybody else in school did.
Wait a minute. Those aren't even mine.
Who wants a brisky?
Hey, Dan. These better be your underwear or you're in a hell of a lot of trouble.
I stole them from my mom. Please don't tell her.
Dan, we didn't have sex till our second date. You ruined my reputation.
Honey, please, please act like we're making up in here. Oh, yeah, honey, I've been a bad boy. I'm the worst. I'm the worst. I'm scum. Please, I'll give you anything you want if you just walk back in there and act like we have a nice, happy marriage.
Fine. Then it will be 2 more hours of my usual sweetness and light. And then you are gonna owe me bigger than you have ever owed me.
Oh, thank you, thank you. Yeah, I guess old Rosie doesn't want anybody but Danny to see her undies. I'm a lucky man.
You are a lucky man, Dan.
Away from me.
Go to hell.
Shut up already. I'm sick of your mouth.
I can't believe I married you.
They're very active in community theater.
Doing is sitting there screaming in the living room, embarrassing your dad in front of all these stupid idiots he's trying to impress.
Could you shut that door, please?
Show him your zit.
I hate Mark. Why did you ever let me marry him?
Well, you know, it was kind of hard to cancel after I sent out 500 invitations and booked the country club.
What am I gonna do, Mom?
Well, Becky, help me to help you make the right decision. Don't tell me all the rotten stuff he does to you.
Well, he's been in a bad mood ever since he lost his job. We don't talk anymore, unless we're fighting about money. So I went out and got a job, and he got mad at me for quitting school.
You did?
Yeah. You know that great apartment I was telling you about? It's a dump.
Yeah, and I suppose he, you know, leaves you alone all the time. Probably going out with his friends, drinking, getting in fights, and that type of thing, huh?
No, he and his friends are always restoring this old car that no one's ever gonna buy.
You mean he's working?
But I never get to see him. His marriage sucks.
Well, Becky, you know, I'm still waiting to hear the bad stuff. You know, tell me that he cheats on you or he beats you up or something. I got nothing here.
Mark would never do that.
Did he ever show you your underwear to his friends?
I just wish that we weren't married and we could go back to the way we used to be. When I lived here.
Okay, so you want to get a divorce so that you can date him, huh? It doesn't work like that, Becky.
I should have known you wouldn't get it.
No, I totally get it. Mark is out there working his butt off to save money so that his immature brat of a wife can go back to school.
Why are you getting so mad?
Because you are making me defend Mark. So, just tell me. I suppose you still love him.
Yes.
And he loves you. What a day I'm having.
But it doesn't help. We still fight all the time.
Well, why don't we just bottom the rest of this whole day out, okay? Why don't you and Mark just move in here till you get on your feet?
Oh, God, I don't know. I'm scared if we move back in here, we'll never leave.
No, trust me. I will make sure that never happens.
I guess I could try to convince Mark, but he's gonna be really unhappy here.
Oh, well, at least there's something in it for me.
Thanks, Mom. Are you gonna have to check with Dad about this?
No, Becky. I'm not going to have to check with your dad about anything for a very, very long time. I cannot believe that they replaced that Darren.
But it was a hit show. They knew they could get away with anything.
Well, I like the second Darren much better.